From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The House of Representatives has approved a bill to allow foreign terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay to be sent to the U.S. for trial. The measure passed 224 to 193. Only one Republican voted for it. Opponents said transferring suspects to the mainland U.S. would be potentially dangerous. The bill now goes to the Senate for a vote. President Obama visited New Orleans today and at a town hall meeting told residents his administration will not repeat the mistakes of his predecessor in responding to the devastation of Hurricane Katrina.
We are committed to making sure that a disaster like Katrina does not happen again. And that means, in Washington, a focus on competence and accountability.
In his sixth visit to New Orleans, his first as president, Mr. Obama vowed to free up assistance money and cut red tape to help speed up rebuilding efforts. Goldman Sachs says its profits soared in the third quarter of this year, but the picture was gloomier for another financial giant, Citicorp, and NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Goldman's profits rose to nearly $3.2 billion during the quarter that just ended, largely because of gains made in trading commodities, currency, and fixed income investments. That was nearly four times what it made in the same quarter last year. Goldman has made so much money this year that it is on track to pay its employees more than $20 billion in bonuses. This is the second Wall Street giant to announce big profits this week. On Wednesday, J.P. Morgan Chase said it made more money than it expected last quarter, which helped push the Dow above 10,000 for the first time in a year. But Citigroup says it lost money during the third quarter. The company said its net revenue rose 25%, but that was offset by nearly $8 billion in consumer credit losses. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
The Labor Department reports the number of first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell last week. Meanwhile, motorcycle maker Harley-Davidson is trimming some product lines and laying off more people. The Milwaukee-based firm announced the changes today as it released quarterly financial results. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has details.
Harley-Davidson says its revenue, net income, and earnings per share are down in the third quarter of this year compared to last year's third quarter. Harley says the slide in its retail sales of motorcycles over the last 3 months wasn't as bad as a decline during the second quarter. Still, Harley plans to discontinue its Buell product line in December, a move that will lead to about 180 lost jobs. Harley-Davidson will also try to sell its MV Agusta sport motorcycle business, which is based in Italy. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 47 points at 10,062. The Nasdaq picked up 1 point to close at 2,173. This is NPR. President Obama signed into law today a 5-year, $7 billion aid package for Pakistan, even though the Pakistani military charges the measure intrudes on the country's internal affairs. The U.S. is hoping to support Pakistan's civilian government in its effort to fight Taliban and al-Qaeda militants operating in the country. The prosecutor of the International Criminal Court says he's investigating the deadly military crackdown on opposition protesters in Guinea last month, in which more than 100 people were reportedly killed. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports.
Luis Moreno Ocampo said the International Criminal Court had initiated a preliminary probe to determine whether crimes perpetrated by the security forces in Guinea fell under the court's jurisdiction. Soldiers opened fire on apparently unarmed pro-democracy protesters on September 28th, with reports of a wave of sexual assaults on women in public. The ICC said those responsible must be held accountable. The violence has drawn international condemnation. On Wednesday, the European Union's aid commissioner, Karel de Gucht, suggested that Guinea's military leader, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, should stand trial for crimes against humanity. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has said the military rulers must apologize to their people, then step down. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
The International Criminal Court in The Hague has set a trial date of October 26th for Serb leader Radovan Karadzic. He's charged with 11 counts of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide during the Bosnian War, specifically the 1995 massacre of 8,000 Muslim men and boys at Srebrenica. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.